Left-wing de-platform hate threatens payment processor Stripe over terms of service. By Charlie Nash on October 29, 2018. De-platform hate, a far-left Twitter account, seemed to blackmail big tech payment processing service Stripe on Saturday, threatening the company unless it changed its terms of service to the account's liking, and posting messages with Stripe general counsel showing the two parties discussing the blacklisting of free speech social network Gab. De-platform hate claimed it would release all communications with the company unless it changed its terms of service to the account's liking, which would most likely be aimed at removing more conservatives from utilizing the payment processor's services. "We're releasing all comms with it," Stripe and Stripe General Counsel John Zeger, Tuesday, "unless they make a statement changing their terms of service," warned the account. "They have several violent orgs they're supporting and blood will be on their hands again." The account also released several friendly messages with Stripe General Counsel John Zeger, showing Zeger and de-platform hate talking about blacklisting Gab, which was recently banned from the service, and revealing Zeger's interest in further talking to de-platform hate via phone call. "I'd be interested in learning more about your concerns and how you think we can do better," declared Zeger in one message to de-platform hate. "Would you have any time for a phone call in the next few days?" In another message, de-platform hate wrote to Zeger, "Good call on Gab. You dropping them was a big precondition of chatting. If this was goodwill, I can meet you halfway and chat. Goodwill on my side is that there's going to be two more big hits this October you should know about. I'd be happy to chat and would certainly appreciate the heads up," replied Zeger. "Let me know what would be a good way to connect." The exchange did not clarify what the two big hits de-platform hate referred to are. Shortly after making the posts, de-platform hate set its account to private. However, despite the clear evidence of a threat, Twitter has yet to suspend the account. "This is remarkable. Actual back-channel chats about deplatforming Gab from at Stripe," posted alternative video hosting platform BitChute in response. "This proves Stripe/PayPal aren't acting independently. There's outside political pressure that clouds reality about what the public wants," declared journalist Nick Munro. "This is political manipulation." De-platform hate has been promoted by Antifa, Gizmodo Media, Splinter News, HuffPost, Think Progress, and left-wing advocacy and boycott group Sleeping Giants, who describe the account's work as amazing. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.